Rise and shine with Boomer doing sports talk his way. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Walter Gerba, 80-year-old ice maker, caretaker, wisecracker, and ATB's fourth home ice hero. Watch him win $5,000 at ATB.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The wisecracker. Good for Wally, man. I'm happy for Wally.
Is he still poolside in Mexico?
It's just blotto.
It's 9 a.m. I'm just going to get a glass full of Bailey's and ice.
It's amazing.
Okay, sir.
Amazing how far $5,000 can take a guy. It was $5,000, right? Like,
yeah, he's, $5,000. Phew. Is that enough to fix like an engine of an old car that you might have? Or you need a little more, maybe a little less?
Nah, that's not important.
All right.
Not really in the mood to talk about that. It is Boomer and Warner in the Morning with Ryan Pinder, Jason DeForest. We have a good day for you coming up tonight. Jays and Rangers joining that in progress. Once it's done, we go straight to St. Louis for game number three between the Blues and the Stars. Three games tonight. Just the one last night. I don't know which here's the thing. I'm happy for two tonight because I have to admit right now, Lightning Islanders.
Not yet.
It's not there for me.
Not yet.
Hasn't got me. Has not lured me in just yet. The San Jose Nashville game tonight's key, because if it's a Sharks victory, we're going to tune out on that one because it'll be over.
Yeah, three rip. See ya.
And Dallas St. Louis. This is a good one. You're like, yeah. St. Louis back at home. For their two games, this one we know is at least going five, and we'll see where Dallas is at. Still no word whatsoever about Tyler Seguin.
Who's their goalie?
Their goaltending thing's a mess.
Maybe
it has been all year.
Can play net. Can you play net with a sore ankle?
I don't know.
He might be an upgrade.
Tandems. We got two guys. We got a 1 and a 1A. No, you don't.
You've got a 2 and a 2A. That's what we had in Calgary this year. If anyone would know crappy goaltending tandems, it's us. Every morning we wanted to walk in and talk about someone soiling themselves in the crease. Right?
Play them more, less.
We have this market cornered. You want to talk about bad tandems? Welcome to the morning show. We've been doing this since the fall.
No, I was going to say. Even in here, talk about bad tandems. Oof. Every single day, man. Every single day. But this is going to be a good series. It has been already. They had the overtime game, right? David Backes scoring an OT goal.
Second of the playoffs.
That's right. Who do you go with tonight if you're Lindy Ruff?
Goalies?
Lettinen got you the game one win, but then allowed 3 on 5 shots in game two. You brought Niemi in. He was okay, but you didn't win.
He was fine. He the only goal he allowed was the OT winner, and he came in, after 20 minutes? He's your guy, but big picture moving forward, I don't know how they thought this was going to work. I'm a big Jim Neal fan, but this is the one move I would undo. Why in the world are you adding Niemi at that price tag?
What is the price tag?
Not good.
Because Lettinen's been there for some time. He was brought in by Joan Nieuwendyk, if I'm not wrong.
And a guy that when he's hot is great. But the problem is you just don't know when you're going to get that play. Consistency lacking, to be sure.
4.5.
4.5? Boom.
For 2 more years.
4.5. So for the next 2 seasons, they're going to have to run with that tandem or hope one of them disappears in a hunting injury.
Lettinen's making 5.9 for each of the next two. So they're locked into those two.
$10.4 million. $10.4 million for that crap.
Holy moly!
You want to know what St. Louis is paying for their two guys that are pretty darn all right?
Well, they got one on an entry level, so
less
I get
than half.
Yeah, that's not good. But you know what? Here's the thing. Jim Neal knows it.
Yeah.
He doesn't need us to tell him. He's very much aware.
Neither are entry levels in St. Louis, and they're paying 5.5.
What's Allen making?
2.3.
Yeah, that's nice.
John Gibson's new money coming at that level, too. Anaheim's got two guys making, and Anderson coming off entry level, but just, I don't know how in, it's, we've been looking at the goalie market a ton, because the Flames need one, right? This is top priority for the offseason. There are so many goalies that can be a backup in the NHL. Why in the world you would have one making more than $1 million baffles me. Like Kari Rammo at 3.8 baffled me. Continues to baffle me. One of those two dopes in Dallas making 4+, woof. Like, look at what Neuwirth has done. Look what Thomas Greiss has given. You know, there's all these guys that are for $1 million can come play 20 to 30 games a year and be just fine.
Yeah. I mean, there are plenty of Anton Khudobin. There's just a lot of those guys that are younger that will take whatever they can get. And the other thing with Letton and Niemi, they're 32 years old, which, oh, and goalie years, they're 32. You're paying two guys already in their 30s, 4.5 and, eugh. But Jim Neal knows it. One he inherited, one he signed. It was not that long ago, though, that Niemi was kind of considered a pretty good goaltender. One in Chicago, went to San Jose.
Pretty good, but not... Like, did we think that was an upgrade on Lettinen?
Well, I did. But I've never thought Lettinen was any good.
See, I never thought Niemi was any good. I mean, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, right? Niemi's got a cup ring. I mean, there are guys that were just passable that have been champions because what's around them is so good.
It really underscores how important it is. You know what I mean? And again, it's because we're sitting here covering a team that needs to overhaul its goaltending. But to see how many guys are potentially out there making way too much money. Because you know what, Marc-Andre Fleury, God love you, you're 31 and you make 5.75 for each of the next three seasons.
But at least he's a guy that every few years will get a nod for Vezina or be like he's a top 5 to 10 goalie in the league.
Has he ever been nominated for a Vezina?
Probably the best goalie in the league 2 months into this year. I think he was the first of 4 or 5 shutouts. I mean, he's a very good goalie. He's worlds better than both those guys in Dallas.
Well, I'm not disputing that, but that's like saying he'd be the number one in Calgary right now.
Yeah, well, he would. He'd be a huge upgrade.
And so would you. Yeah. Throw some pads on, kid. See what we got. No, and he's a good goaltender, but much like in Dallas, they've got a situation where somebody, well, I guess a little bit different, right? For Fleury, he's going to have a hard time getting back into that net because the other guy has been so good.
Well, and he's coming. When was the last time he played a game?
Well, it was about a month and a half ago.
So even if he is 100% and they like him more than Murray, which I'm not convinced they do, how do you get him back in without... That's a tough spot, right?
And right now it's more in the kid playing too well.
Well, sure.
47 saves. Absolutely just took the offense away from the Capitals last night. Man, I know that maybe some people are bored of it. I don't know, maybe they're not. I would love to be involved or to be in like what's happening with the goaltending scenario for the Calgary Flames. Because you know they have to have a list. And I'm sure teams have made them very much aware of who's potentially going to be available this summer, right?
Well, you can just look at someone's cap situation. And
but you talk to guys, right?
Status, the expansion draft, yeah.
We know you're looking for a goaltender. We're looking. There's a chance we're going to move Bill Terwilliger before you make a decision. You
Marc-Andre Terwilliger?
Yeah, let's double back.
Mm-hmm.
So who is available? Because you know there's always going to be some that you don't think are available. And then try and figure out, okay, between cap space and dollars and term and ability, depending on what, I would think ability would be the number one thing there.
Mm-hmm.
But to know just what's happening there would be fascinating.
Like, I get the sense you're not keen on Marc-Andre Fleury just from listening to what you said there. But
I think he's okay.
And if you spent... $6.5 million for him and a backup? You're already $3 million ahead of where you were last year with the two dopes we had. That's not bad. I mean, one of them could play 70 games or 60 games. He does it every bloody year. 62, 67, 65, 67, 64, 64, 58 this year.
Like, yeah.
That's a number one in the NHL.
Well, I guess, what is it that the Flames would be looking for? Are they looking for a number one right now who's in his prime making the big dough, or do they want to try and find someone who fits into their...
window to win?
Age group?
It depends on your view of what Gillies is and what you have in the system, but a three-year bridge is kind of what you're looking for. If the last year of that Marc-Andre Fleury deal, if he's got three left... he has to back up a young kid who's coming to his own. Great. Now, if you can get Fred Anderson, he could probably play himself for 8 years. Then you might find yourself in the situation where Pittsburgh is. Oh, well, if one of our kids does pan out, that's a great position to be in. We can trade one or the other. Think about, like, Penguins don't have to keep Murray. I would think that they'd like to because he's cheap and he's looked better. But,
and he's 21.
But what if you put him on the market this summer, what would that get you? You might get in the top 10.
They would never do it. Right?
Their windows to win is now. So I would suggest that the cap space is helpful.
Yeah.
And that Murray's outplayed him and Fleury with this concussion might be like, eh.
And
but you're not going to get a ton back from him.
And he's got a decade of hockey before he gets to where Marc-Andre Fleury is now.
Sure.
I think teams are, like I say, I think they're pretty aware of how tough it is. We'll be talking a lot about this over the next little bit, no question about it. It is 6:15. We will break this hour before we get to the top. We will get your hockey report. Last night, Caps come close but cannot beat Matt Murray and the Penguins as well. We'll get Warner in here and the Pinder Report. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the Morning on Sportsnet 960, the Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. 80-year-old Walter Gerba is the king of the Delton Outdoor Rink. Watch ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, the Fan.
Have a bullet in me. No, I am not okay. Really? Well, how come? I have a bullet in me.
Hell no, I ain't okay. I have a bullet in me.
And the Academy Award goes to...
I have a bullet in me.
That guy.
Rush Hour, I have a bullet in me.
Guy.
Why does it make, like, why does this make you laugh, Jason?
I have a bullet in me.
Why is this so amusing
to
you?
It's just the delivery. I don't know why. I enjoy the way he says it.
I have a bullet in me.
I have a bullet in me.
Now, let's assume for a moment, I'm going to be the director, you be the actor. Okay, here's what it is.
I've been shot here, yeah?
Here's your direction. You have been shot.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a pier. Now, it's kind of lighthearted. It's kind of a comedy / action scene. And you and your co-star, you get along, but there's always a little bit of kind of friendly animosity between you.
Kind of a back and forth.
Right. So what I need... Now, you've been shot, and you're in a great deal of pain, but, and it's going to be, why, of course I'm not okay, I've been shot, so when your co-star asks you, are you okay, your line is, no, I'm not okay, I have a bullet in me. So you know how you're going to approach this?
I think I'm good.
All right. Marker. Action. Hey, are you okay?
Hell no, I'm not okay. I have a bullet in me.
It's well done. That's very good. Yeah. Yeah, it's very done.
Hell no,
very well done.
Okay. Now, did you want
to, I have a bullet.
Did you want a second chance?
Yeah, can we do one more?
I have a bullet in me.
No. I have a bullet in me.
Big show.
I have a bullet in me.
I have a bullet
That was just singing.
And me. So good.
I have a bullet in me.
That guy wins.
6:21. I see Pinder is going out to Twitter. Pinder report, clip request, first one in wins.
I've been doing this all week.
Is this what you've been doing?
Yesterday.
You throw it open and then...
Well, I just figure it's a little bit of a challenge. Might be getting a little mundane, repetitive. So I had to squeeze in a Bob Hartley cookie yesterday. Found a way to do it.
Okay.
See what I do today.
So whoever comes in, and then you have to tailor it to your Pinder report.
Yes, it can't just be a blatant call for a clip.
Well, now I'm concerned about the legitimacy and newsworthiness of the Pinder report.
Come on now.
If that's what we're doing.
You watch. This will be an incredibly skill testing endeavor.
Because if there's one thing I pride myself on, it's that we bring quality to this show.
Ooh.
I have a bullet in me.
Well, see, there's the first one in. There's your winner.
All right. Have a bullet in me.
Have a bullet in me.
See, I already know where this is going. It's going to fit right in. Totally not moving the report to the clip.
Yeah?
Perfect.
All right. Well, I look forward to that when we come back. The game last night from Pittsburgh, Penguins, Caps, they don't like each other. A little bit of bad blood in game two spilled over into game three. We'll tell you about it next. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. After 30 years taking care of the Delson Outdoor Rink, Walter Gerba knows about ice. See ATB surprise him with $5,000 at ATB.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 mornings with Boomer in the morning. On Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Streaming live at sportsnet.ca/960.
Boomer and Warner in the morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. Walter Gerba, 80-year-old ice maker, caretaker, wisecracker, and ATB's fourth home ice hero. Watch him win $5,000 at ATB.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a Tuesday morning. Stephen Brunt coming up. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to suspend the gimmick, the sort of characters that we play on this show.
Don't know what you're talking about, Boomer.
I feel left out. Because I don't have a real appreciation,
Chip,
for this Leicester City thing.
Very good.
Everywhere I go, everywhere I read, everywhere I watch, everywhere I listen, Leicester City winning this soccer game is the greatest sporting event of all time, and I don't have an appreciation ship for it.
And they didn't win a soccer game. They won the league.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Gonna have to turn that on.
Gonna have to turn your mic on, Rhett.
Is it really Leicester?
Yes.
Okay.
So they're 5,001.
See, I understand that, but anybody can make these odds.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
people that want to lose money can make any odds they want, but
no. But like, what's the equivalent?
Didn't Tom Hanks put a bunch of money on them to win?
I know nothing of that. So the odds of finding Elvis alive, the exact same. The odds of proving that a Bigfoot or a Yeti exists on Earth, 5,001.
Well, here, no,
these are
again,
all things that like
I don't want the numbers. What I want is what's a comparable.
Those are the two comparables. The exact same odds.
No,
that's
it's
the definition
not,
of a comparable.
Is this the old Grizzlies winning the Stanley Cup?
This should be like the Idaho Steelheads winning the Stanley Cup. That was the one thing someone asked me on Twitter yesterday. It's like it can't be a team in the NHL because the biggest odds we'll see are like 300-1 usually, and that's rare. Like Buffalo last year wouldn't have even been 500-1. So it's 10 times more of a long shot than the Sabres last year, who were awful, the worst team in a decade in the league, winning the Stanley Cup. 10 times more impressive than that, or a longer shot.
Mm.
That's why everyone's losing their minds.
Well, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I think, again, just to kind of shelf it, because of course, Boomer hates sports,
mm-hmm.
but in this instance, pretty damn cool when you have this like the absolute Cinderella story maybe of all time.
Yeah. So what are the other major Cinderella stories? Miracle on Ice? This is a way longer long shot than that.
Well, and again, I'm trying not to subscribe to the numbers because I think that's kind of arbitrary. Do you know what I mean? Like what's the difference between 5,000 and 6,000 or 5,000 and 8,000 to one? I know they put on Sportsnet this morning that I think when the Yankees had the 3-0 lead on the Red Sox,
yeah,
it was 200 to one or 400 to one for the Red Sox to come back, which of course they did.
So these are professional handicappers. So this is the greatest long shot of our lives in sports.
Should have put a couple bucks down.
You'd never heard of them, so you couldn't have.
That's true. The Foxes. Didn't know nothing about them.
And they almost got relegated last year. I think they were a point out of relegation. So bottom three teams drop down to the lower league. Wouldn't that be great? Oilers would be down. Chicago Wolves and Toronto Marlies would be up.
Fan feedback line. Tom Hanks put 100 pounds down on them, won 500,000 pounds.
That's insane.
Told you.
So basically, turned out, now again, whatever.
I'm going to do the math.
He won a lot of money. Somebody says here, Leicester winning equals Stockton winning the Stanley Cup.
It's a longer shot than Stockton. I really believe it is. Because there's no cap, there's no, like, that league, the bottom teams are so far away from the top. And they were the bottom.
Well, that's great. If we did some sort of a segment where we, you know, saluted good people, then
sounds like something we'd do.
Yeah, then this would be one of those times.
How much did he put down?
100 pounds.
No, he didn't win nothing. Oh, but times 5,000, so 104.
Yeah? Did he do okay?
He did all right.
Carry the two.
It's really not that.
Well, what do we tell me?
Well, 100 pounds is, let's call it a buck 50. American.
This is
great.
Well, because that was the one that was on there. What's wrong with that?
A buck 50?
100 pounds is $184 Canadian.
Okay.
Times 5,000. It's not like Tom Hanks makes.
It's 920 grand for a $180 bet.
Which is okay.
It's a pretty awesome return.
Not talking about the return. I'm just talking about in Tom Hanks' world, it's nothing.
I was more just talking about the amount bet to the amount won.
Anyways.
Do you feel like.
Is it Leicester?
It's Leicester. Someone on the text line has nailed it perfectly. Leicester winning the premiership would be like Boomer winning the Boston Marathon.
Well, I don't think you win the marathon. I don't think that's accurate.
Ran against yourself?
Yeah.
Oh. You're not competing against the field?
No, you can't compete. It's a battle among oneself.
Because completing the Boston Marathon would be an incredible feat, but that might be 500 to 1 for you. But winning it, I mean, that's a...
Thank you, Ryan.
It's a text line. It's good text.
Yeah, well, I'll agree with them. 6:35, let's do the hockey report from last night. The Penguinos, home to the Washington Capitals, Game 3. The Console Energy Center was a-jumpin', and it didn't take long. 6:37 in, Patrick Hornqvist. This guy's a good player.
Seems to be, yeah.
I'm going to, I know he was a last round pick. Was he not Mr. Irrelevant?
I think so.
Hornqvist.
Because it might have been Sid's year or Malkin's year, because they had the first and the last draft pick from that year.
Yeah. Well, let's go here. 2/30th of the 05 draft, round 7. He was the final player drafted in the draft that year. Nashville selected him at 230th. That's good value.
Yeah, that's diamond in the rough.
Yeah, kinda. Sidney Crosby goes first. Hornqvist goes last.
And they're line mates now.
Hornqvist has 4 goals in 8 playoff games. This one a pretty good one. Gives them the lead. And then Matt Cullen goes goes to the net, trying to make a pass across, tried to get it there. Do we have the, I'm looking here for the Pens. There it is, because there's only one guy that should announce this guy's name.
Looking in front, Kunaga bounces away, and in the net it goes. In front, Cummins going to get credit for it, and in one of the gaps, and Fess is behind Holpe, who doesn't know whether to cry or wind his watch. That one he was helpless on. 2-0 Pittsburgh.
Tom Kunackle with the 2-0 goal. And yeah, Colin tries to make a cross-crease pass. It goes off a stick, up and off the back of Kunackle and in. No chance for...
Who doesn't know whether to cry or wind his watch?
That's right. 2-0 Pittsburgh at that point. Carl Hagelin makes it 3-0, and it looked like this one was going away. They go to the third. Ovechkin scores his fourth to make it a 3-1 game. Justin Williams scores to make it a one-goal game into the final minute. But that is as far as they would come. The story of this game was Matthew Murray, goaltender for the Pittsburgh Penguins. 47 saves.
Scratch my back with a hacksaw.
Shots were 49-23 in favor of the Capitals. They could beat Murray only twice in this game. Dude is 21 years of age, has about a dozen games of NHL experience.
Who needs it? He's not. That's good. He's not tired.
Yeah, no Luongo issues here, right?
Yeah,
he's not tired.
So tired.
Really tired.
So tired.
Yeah, no one's the playoffs, but
actually, here is Matt Murray after the game.
I'm a little tired. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, but obviously we sat back a little bit more than we wanted to in that third period. And if you do that against a team like this, they're gonna make you pay. So we have to be a lot better going forward.
Well, Hootsie, little did we know. Yeah,
I'm a little tired. Yeah, I'm like,
shut it,
man. Fatigue. These
Stop
goalies. Get the IV in that
You're
kid.
21. Man.
Out after the game.
Hits in this game, 58 for the Washington Capitals. Have you ever heard of a number that, I mean, that's a lot of hits.
It seems to be. It's almost one a minute.
It's a lot of hits.
Yeah, there's a lot of hits.
Capitals, retro, 85 pucks towards the net.
Well, they were blasting.
Couldn't hit it.
No, at all.
But they were blasting, for sure.
Well, I think they've got it in their head that the Penguins are trying to block everything, so they've just said, that's fine.
Pay up.
I'm going to put it through you.
Yeah. But Penguins have looked good in this series. That's now three games. They've won two of them. They've looked good the entire way. Murray looks like he's the real deal. Seemed to be well coached. I feel like Mike Sullivan, sometimes you get rookie coaches in there, and they seem like they're maybe a little out of their depth. He just seems like he's got control of the situation. I don't know what the players think of him, but he seems to be all right. The question now is, will they have Chris Letang moving forward? As he came, almost a Scott Stevens special. As Marcus Johansson dishes off a pass, he's admiring it, as we would say, and then gets leveled by Chris Letang. Leaves his feet a little bit, hits him square, knocks him down. He's woozy. He does come back. Now, Brooks Orpik got three games for his hit on Olli Maatta. Does the league have any choice but to go three games on Chris Letang?
He came back. Just like the hit, the Bellemare, whatever.
Yeah.
Guy didn't get hit or hurt. If Belmar he was hurt, Orlop, he'd have got a season. Wasn't hurt.
It's quite the discrepancy there. Someone dies, you'll never play again. He gets up and one game.
Yeah,
that's what it'll be. I think it'll be one game.
I've always felt like that's...
always wrong on these.
You were right on the Shaw slur from the penalty box.
Yeah. You were way off on the Weidman. You thought he was getting nothing.
Well, the PA thought he was getting nothing.
And then he got 100 games.
We give you life.
But then it ended up being 10 games.
Yeah.
It went from the electric chair and got phased back to 10 games.
Just,
yeah.
The strap.
Good work, Gary.
I would think he's going to get something. You're right. It may not be three.
I honestly don't see how they give him three because the guy came back. I don't think Letang has a history like Orpik.
Was it as vicious as the Orpik? Was it close? Was it the same hit?
The Orpik one seemed to be more...
It was later.
Yeah.
He was headhunting a bit more, right?
Yes.
So the intent was a little stronger.
Predatory.
Yeah, that's the word.
A little more predatory, if you will. However, Barry Trotz, he says, I'm not getting in the, you're not getting me.
I'm going to let the league handle it, but originally I watched it. I thought two things that stick out for me is that JoJo one hands the puck. It's already almost on the outside lane. And then the reroute by
JoJo,
by Letang.
It's JoJo.
And then where he hits him, he's vulnerable. It's let the league handle it. I just get myself in trouble if I say anything more.
Because we had Backy the other day.
We got to get Trotz.
JoJo. Backy and JoJo. What is this?
Trotz, sort of love you, but you got to cut this out.
Sounds like a circus duo. Backy and JoJo.
And yeah.
Schmoopy.
It's the show upstairs. Backy and JoJo.
Thought Schmoopy made a great play, you know? Didn't get sucked in. He did no retaliatory, and then Boo Boo was there in the on the back door to make a great play.
It's terrible.
It's worse than Hartley.
It's not great. So there you have it. 3-2 final. Penguins win it. Sidney Crosby, no points so far in the three games, but it doesn't matter. I know they were talking about it on the broadcast last night. They're getting it top to bottom. Defense, forwards, line one, line four. The Penguins are getting all kinds of support right now from their offense.
Ovi was awesome last night.
Ovi was he got absolutely ripped to shreds by Grapes after the first period. And then
took over.
He took
in
over.
In the third, he was unstoppable.
And he was out the whole time. He finished with
24 and a half minutes of ice.
Yeah.
That's insane as a forward.
Nine hits, seven shots.
He's so scary. He was crushing guys, and then he picked the puck up late one time, and he was cruising down the side, and it's like, well, you can't go in front of him.
No.
He's just going to keep going. Yeah. I'm just going to get... Bum, bum.
Yeah.
He Maldi and Cole twice in the corner,
yes.
Drawing penalties because guys were losing their mind.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He's a linebacker on skates. He's like, if Pavel Bure was 260 pounds,
yes.
That's who he is. It's insane.
I like him.
I do too. I always kind of have. Because there's the other side, you know, he's goofy. He doesn't take himself too seriously.
No, exactly. Like, Sid never gives us anything, and I'm sure he's the greatest guy on earth, but like, Sid never, he's so boring. It's like he's been a PR handler's son.
He's a dullard.
See? And always the exact opposite. Remember those stupid car commercials he was doing 10 years ago with a thick Russian accent? Like, yes, this is what we need.
He was doing commercials he shouldn't have been doing. He agreed. Didn't he do like, I forget what, like a Mr. Big commercial? Like, no. There was some other chocolate supplier that was the official sponsor. So I was like, no, Ovi, stop. Get those off the air. We can't be doing that. No, I agree with you. I thought he was a monster. And then I caught myself because I don't.
Pierre McGuire.
Was a real force.
18 shot attempts.
Yeah.
That's insane. Right?
And did score. And did score on one of them. So you turned it off with your elbow. I saw it go off. Oh. Either way, give me seven. I'll say it again. Give me seven Blues and Stars. Give me seven here.
We're not asking that much, but just seven game overtime. That's all between these
game
two.
Seven OT.
That's all we want.
Shouldn't be bad. You know what I do, though? I feel bad because one of these teams is...
Yes, agreed.
I was just going to say, can we lobby the league, take the Islanders and Tampa and just...
Push them into the ocean.
Let these guys, game series.
Yeah, we'll let these guys play a best of 19. And then they can move on. I think that's fair.
Best of 15. You need eight wins.
6:45. We have got Stephen Brunt just after the top of the hour, so we come back next with the Pinder Report. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Morning Hockey Talk with Boomer. Only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Your home ice advantage. 80-year-old Walter Gerba is the king of the Delton Outdoor Rink. Watch ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Fan feedback line is open. Soccer is so corrupt, I wouldn't be surprised that at 5,000 to 1 odds, everyone in the league bet on them and then threw all their games against them.
That's a chance.
Mm-hmm. Backy and JoJo, weren't they an R&B duo from the 90s?
Yes, they were excellent.
I believe that was KC and JoJo, but close. And with the way it's been going for Barry Trotz, Muffin was great for us in goal, and Cuddles just had a great night in the offensive zone. We could be going in that direction for sure. Remember yesterday I was telling you about, I just want to double back because clarity is important to me.
It is. I know this.
I said yesterday about Amir over at Sammy's Pizza and how his wife said she hated us.
Yeah.
I got some clarity because Amir is big, listens to the show, loves the station, big sports fan, loves the Flames, that whole thing. And he's like, yeah, I listen to the show all the time. You know, but my wife, she hates it, which I mentioned yesterday. A little bit of clarity. He says, I just want to clarify, my wife doesn't hate you guys. She said she can't stand you guys. So there we go. I think that's an upgrade. So
I would say for
I'll take that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, hate's a strong word.
I'm told that people can't stand me all the time.
Yeah, she just can't stand us. So that's good. Hey, you feel better?
Now I'm not intimidated to go in there.
I know. Yeah. Go and grab a vegetarian nightmare. A little donair meat on there. It's the all meat.
That's right. That was good.
Pepperoni, some ground beef, sausage. The donair in there. Damn. She good. Stephen Brunt, he's going to want to talk about Leicester City, I would suppose. We'll also ask him about, now, did you see what happened with the Blue Jays yesterday? Because I sit here, and Pinder's not in the room at this moment. But I said, every time the Jays win or lose, I always kind of, the first thing that happens is I go through my mind, okay, well, what are you two hens going to chirp about when we get in here in the morning? Because when they win, Pinder can kind of throws it in your face and says, and then, you know, they're back at 500 and about 9 million games to go. So,
they'd just win a little more often. It would be
five innings into the season. You wrote them off. And now here's, that's if they win. And then when they lose, then you get your chance to crow.
You can see something in the way they go about their business. They don't take things seriously. They're not into working hard, giving it their all.
Here it is.
This is the guy that says, exactly, I haven't watched since game five, but they're just not trying.
I could see it in the first five games. I can tell they're too cocky. Oh, talk about, what did the Flames do?
So cocky.
They were told how good they were. Oh, look at us. We're the best. We couldn't possibly lose.
It's the perfect analogy. When I turn on the TV and watch the Jays, I think Calgary Flames, you know, with the goaltending, the jerseys. There's so many similarities.
Okay, well, the goaltending's your loser bullpen staff that sucks. Yeah.
Really there. Good closer.
There you go.
And we haven't even started.
Hey, and I'm wrong, because they are right up there in the league.
Well, listen, we got Brunt coming out at 7. He knows way more than me. Ask him if they're not trying and if they're losers. And we'll see how that goes.
Here's a great stat that just came out from John Morosi. The Blue Jays have the fifth bullpen in the last 100 years to start a season 0-9.
Yeah. Cecil's 0-5. He's on pace for like a 30-loss year. That's insane.
The fifth bullpen in 100 years.
Oh, you should be no problem and make playoffs and go deep.
Well, actually, it says here none of the previous four teams.
They
made
didn't?
The they didn't.
Shocking.
Make the playoffs.
A bit of a surprise. Shocking to hear that.
Well, we're underway. Time now for the Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report for Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
And as always with the Pinder Report, the one and only Ryan Pinder. Good morning, Ryan.
Oh, what a beautiful day yesterday, boys. 27 degrees, nice. The vehicle was telling me. How nice is that?
It was nice.
27. Really. Boom would have slept all day. But did you get out?
Had the AC pumping and even had the ceiling fan going just for a little bit of air.
Wow.
Jumped in the old lake.
No way. It was hot. I was cruising home from the golf course yesterday. Oh. Happened to catch a bit of that hockey game. Yes, the Pinder Report feeling it last night. Net eagle, net birdie. Decent start to the round.
Oh. You're a loser. You've always been a loser.
That's true. We didn't really win, and it went downhill from there. But thanks to the Rileys, Alberta's largest golf tournament, and their media day, and the good folks at Canyon Meadows.
Name drop.
Apologies. Sorry about that. Just wanted to explain the golf. And
what is Rileys?
Well, this is the big match play tournament.
No, Rileys. Like you're saying.
It's a printing house in town. It does some other things as well. They're the main sponsor. They're beautiful. It's 42nd year the Rileys has been going on.
42nd year, I've not been invited.
Well, it's usually good golfers that
You nap, Dean.
Like to golf.
You like to nap.
You would definitely have been out. Too hot.
It was pretty
too
hot.
Too windy. Too bright. Too midday.
You know what? You're right on all counts.
Too midweek.
Definitely too bright. Certainly too windy. Mm-hmm. And definitely too hot.
Yeah.
Too hot.
So yeah, yeah. Game three, right? Yeah. Pittsburgh hosting Washington. Right. This was tied. Early, all Penguins.
Bonino follows on, but the Capitals get a little touch pass over to Schmidt. They clank him out. He gives it away. Here's Kessel in front of Bonino. Right down to Hagman. He shoots and scores. I think he may have gotten it. Hagman right in front. Knocks it home. And the Penguins have a 3-0 lead. Oh, scratch my back with a hacksaw.
Your boy Phil. He's going to get 55 in the playoffs.
Phil, did you
see him cower from Ovi in the third period?
That was awesome. It was like John Scott was chasing him around again. Remember John
Scott again? It was very humbling. Yes.
Backpedal.
No.
He sees me.
No, not me.
Oh, yeah. Well,
No.
Come over here, mister. If you just come over here, I'll show you.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Now Phil knows how all buffet owners feel when he starts walking towards the entrance.
Oh, zing!
3-0, it looked like this was going to be Penguins in a row. Arby's makes your hamburger a beautiful thing. Stupid all-you-can-eat pricing. Cost me kids going to college. But the Capitals, a great third period, charging back.
Niskanen in on the left wing. Ovechkin scores! Alex Ovechkin with a shot into the top right corner. His first goal of the series, and Washington is on the board.
3-1, a little life, carrying the play. It may as well have only flooded one half of the third period, and all of a sudden, one more late with an empty net behind them.
Under a minute to go, Backstrom up top, and across to Ovechkin. One-timer, he hit the post, rebound, they score! Justin Williams able to score on an Alex Ovechkin rebound.
Yeah, it was all Ovechkin. He was sensational last night. That was as close as they'd get, though. 3-2, your final. By the time I got home to the television and was watching this thing, Ovechkin was dominating every bloody shift, and I don't know that he was taking more than 15 seconds between shifts. He finishes with 24 minutes and 21 seconds of ice time in a game that did not go to overtime. 24 minutes for a forward.
Horse.
Did we see a single flame forward do that since, what, the Vancouver Brawl in the Hall game with Torts? Because they had to. I mean, 24 minutes for a forward? Are you kidding me?
We talked about it already. He's a physical menace. I don't know. Because, I mean, how do you want to do it? Do you want to go speed?
And
done.
He likes to
hit.
Yeah.
Loves it. Yeah. And he's better when he does it.
Linebacker on skates.
Yeah, it's funny because Cherry ripped him in the first period and showed how he played against Philly and then how he was playing in the first period. He's like, oh, he's, you know, it looks like he's, you know, softy out there. He just completely ripped him. And then in the final 40 minutes, he was a freight train. He's fun to watch. There's not many better than him when he's on.
9 hits, 18 shot attempts.
9 hits, 18 shots, 24 minutes.
Trotsky was riding him.
Yeah. Got to.
Insane. And he looked great. Uh-huh. Every time you're like, well, is he getting tired? No, he's still destroying people. And winning races for icings and keeping that same defenseman on the ice and destroying him again in the corner.
And making a little pee come out for Phil Kessel.
Yes, a lot of pee.
I always get mad at him on the power play when he just stands over there because I'm like, okay, you got to move a little. And then he rips it and you're like, oh, all right.
Well, and he's drawing people towards him, right? They're always game planning for him. You stand in one spot, you know a defender's going to go to a certain spot, right?
His shot is the silliest thing going. Like, it is so hard and so fast. You'll see the ones where they win the face-off, and he'll be back to the left, like if it's a right-hand draw at the right circle, mm-hmm. and he'll just hammer. It's so fast that, like, no one moves.
Even the wristers, where he just sort of waves at it. You're like, whew, I got up there pretty quick.
It's got to be fun, right, when you're that good at it? It's got to be so much fun to play the game.
It was for me. I mean, I enjoyed playing that way.
And shush, Ryan, continue.
Thank you. That was going to get bad. Here's Sidney Crosby on Matt Murray. The rookie netminder has been great for the Pens.
Well, he was great. Obviously, he was tested a lot. They came with a big push there in the third, and he made some big saves, not only then, but throughout the game. But he was really important to us winning tonight. And I think there's a number of things. We didn't get enough zone time. You know, we were a lot of kind of off the rush and done pretty quick. You know, when you do that, they have the puck longer and they have a lot more energy to play offensively. So, you know, that was a big difference from the first two in Washington.
So it's 2-1, and they got a kid in net. And they've got a guy with 3 years left at nearly $6 million who is a top third NHL netminder. Is there any doubt what they do moving forward? Like, if they don't get rid of Marc-Andre Fleury this offseason, they're essentially going to have to keep him, I believe, due to his no move.
Mm-hmm. No, they'll have to trade him. They're going to have to.
Do you see any circumstance where, you know, Jim Rutherford and the old...
well, let me say,
I know where he's going. I'm sorry. And it should be fairly obvious to everyone. Dallas.
Well, what are they going to... How do they get rid of a guy?
Well, they'll bring back Niemi or...
Well, they got them both for 2 more years. A huge deal.
Yeah. So the money swap's the same.
Oh, it's going the other way.
Yeah. They're just going to trade each other back and forth.
Hmm. Your boy Lindy would like that.
Now, at least Dallas has a goalie that can play, and it gets Pittsburgh out of a mess. It's very simple. We've talked about this before. It is not hard to do.
Okay.
It does sound very simple when he states it like
that.
It's
very simple.
A triple header tonight, Rhett. Triple header.
Only Raptors!
No, the hockey.
Oh,
3 games.
Throwing dimes.
Well, there'll be some dimes tonight as well.
Dimes.
Also baseball. So lots of sport on your TV. Islanders...
There'll be no baseball on my TV.
Well, host... Well, I know, because when you watched Game 5, they weren't trying hard enough, so you've been off the wagon for a while.
Throwing dimes.
Don't do that, kids.
Are they dropping them? Or
Lightning Islanders, 5 o'clock on CBC. The scene
Don't
switches...
Give me this.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. We know. Speak up. That'll go at 5 o'clock on CBC.
Where was Phil?
Phil was stuck somewhere. It's on the subway station.
A bunch of shit that is.
Thank you, Phil.
Back to ground level. We appreciate that. Sharks at Nashville, the Music City. We go 7 o'clock. This will be on Sportsnet 360.
I love bean burritos.
Sharks went good. Same with Jumbo Joe, Little Joe as well. And the game will go to... Following the Jays and the Rangers tonight, Dallas at St. Louis. This is a 7:30 start on Sportsnet West. Yeah, I think Dallas would be happy if they could get a win.
Have we heard the clip that you solicited off Twitter yet?
Not yet. No, okay. We're getting there.
You'll let me know?
We'll ask at the end and see how seamless it was. And again, we'll join that in progress after the Jays and the Rangers. NHL news. Calder Trophy nominees were named, yesterday?
Hey, Connor! You've got to see this!
Yeah, that's right. The savior who skates on water. Named a nominee despite playing just 45 games in his rookie season. But 48 points, 12 multi-point games, a 5-point game will do that. No Oiler has ever... won the Calder.
Whoa.
No, we don't care? Okay, moving on. Defender Shane Goss Despair, 17 goals, 46 points in just 64 games played. 4 OT winners. That's impressive. A stunning 15-game point streak, the best we've seen since Brian Leetch in the mid-90s. And the first Flyers Calder finalist since Michael Renberg. Or Mikael Renberg.
Legion of Doom?
Yeah, that's a while ago.
Wow.
Hawks winner, Artemi Panarin, your other finalist.
Hello. It's Patrick.
Yes.
Oh, see, there
Patrick
it is.
Patrick Kane's line,
man. No, there it is.
Yeah, the ninth in league scorer.
That's the one.
30 goals, 77 points. Your first Hawks
Seamless.
Rookie to score 30 cents. Eric Daze. This is the random name drop segment for
Eric
some reason.
Daze. If he didn't have a bad back, boy, he'd have been great.
Yeah, geez.
Bad back.
He
bad
and Tyler feet. Arneson, they're the future. They're going to carry the Hawks to a few championships. No Eichel.
Good
morons
guy.
Call it a snub. Smart people understand you can have a great year without being a Calder finalist.
I am outraged.
Like, really, you can't be upset about Eichel, right? If you have a functioning medulla oblongata.
What are you saying?
People are calling it a snub. There's
it
only
is
three.
A snub.
It's not a snub. A snub is where you should get something and you don't.
McDavid should not be there.
Oof. So how much better was Eichel than him? Than he was?
Or yeah, were they... I'm not sure I can get behind you even though.
Eichel played 81 games, 24 goals, 56 points.
So in about what, half the games, he almost had the same number of points? Like it's his I don't think it's even close. Eichel had a good year, but he's not being snubbed. McDavid was way better.
Snubbed.
Ooh, He is outraged.
I'm outraged.
Toronto Maple Leafs have inked Nikita Zaitsev to a one-year contract. 24-year-old will play for Rush at the World Championships. He had 26 points in 46 games in the K, one of their top defensemen over there. This has been rumored for months. Just another asset for the Leafs. We're doing it right. Ping pong balls, drafting, letting guys cook in the A.
Nailing it.
It's like all the mistakes of their prior GMs of the last 40-some years have been ignored. It's they've learned from them. Seems like everyone comes in Toronto and takes a shortcut. This group, not yet. But we'll see if they sign Stamkos for way too much money. Nice. All right, Dickie, a solid home start last night. A good omen, you'd think, for the Jays knuckler. But once again, the horror that is the Jays bullpen saw another loss. This time it wasn't Cecil or Storen, but Gavin Floyd.
1-1 pitch, sock to center field, deep. Back for it goes Kevin Pillar, still running. He's at the wall. He scales the wall. It's gone. A home run for Nomar Mazara, and Texas goes out in front 2-1 here.
Do you have any Mazara? No, Nomar Mazara. We're all out. He, a gun from right field, gets the double play that ends the Jays' threat. Saunders trying to score from third, and then the home run there. The youngest player in the majors. Big influence last night on the Jays. Tonight it'll be Marco Estrada against lefty Martin Perez. 2-1 your final last night. This one will start at 5. We'll join it in progress at 6 following the big show.
Go Jays.
Hey. Yeah. It's very exciting this season to watch them stumble and bumble and screw it all up.
Here's what's wrong.
It's awesome.
Tulowitzki's hitting 165.
Well, we can do this later.
Russell Martin's hitting 141, and Stephen Brunt will join us to talk more about in mere moments. Leicester City won the premiership. We've all heard the anecdotes. 5,000-1. Same odds as finding Elvis alive. Good luck to you. We're proving that Bigfoot exists.
So who puts the odds on finding? Like
the same betting house in the UK. Professional odds makers.
How do you professional odds make?
You make money, not lose it. Bad odds makers lose money and don't do it anymore.
But why is it not 10,000-1 finding Elvis alive?
Because they would say it's not that rare. I mean, they would have to handicap what the likelihood of something is and then set odds. You're getting very worried about these numbers. They're professionals.
No, I understand. When I hear about a team winning a championship and it's a Cinderella story, I don't care about odds.
What do you care about?
I care about comparables. So I care about comparables. When was the last time something of this nature happened in which sport? What?
There isn't one.
Some historical relevance as opposed to...
It would be South Africa winning the Rugby World Cup.
Way more of a long shot than that. Good try, though. In Japan?
Matt Damon.
Okay.
Right.
NBA playoffs, Raptors game 1
this
tonight.
This has been your NBA update.
All right, Stephen
and
Brunt coming up.
Milo
That's the Pinder Report.
Ukrainian Alexander.
That's
the Pinder Report. For Motorworks, the only independent shop that works exclusively on BMWs with only BMW trained technicians. Google Motorworks Calgary or visit them just east of Chinook Mall.
Thank you, Ryan.
A pleasure, Dean.
We have Stephen Brunt next, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer and Warner in the Morning, brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. After 30 years taking care of the Delson Outdoor Rink, Walter Gerba knows about ice. See ATB surprise him with $5,000 at atb.com/home ice. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.